Right, everyone. Whoops. All right, everyone. It's the Grim Lord here, and I'm trying something different. This is the Grim Lord's Comic Corner, and I'm actually gonna go through Transmetropolitan. Obviously, you see Warren Ellis, who was completely canceled, Me Too'd, everything. You've read the stories, but the man was a prophet. Even back when this was made, it was definitely, I think it was maybe the 90s, late 90s, something like that. This was around when Vertigo was good. Anyway, he made this wonderful, I don't know about wonderful, but this foretelling of our future that seems to be coming true more and more every day. And I think you'll like the character that narrates us through this, who is a Spider. And he is a journalist, something I know a little bit about. And I have to agree with him on most things. And again, don't be alarmed when you're like, oh my God, I can't believe he predicted that. Or that is definitely going to happen. You're going to see it, and I will walk you through it. So here we go. Transmetropolitan 1. Written by Warren Ellis, of course. Art by Derek Robertson and Rodney Ramos. Couple more. This is the full book 1. And we're not going to go through this part here. We're going to go right into the story. Okay, here we are. And look at this. Ebola Cola. You drink it, it eats you. And all the sex and everything that's advertised over here. Look, sex. Surgeon General's warning. Sex, cancer, and pregnancy. It's crazy right there. The art's just really memorable. Like, I hate it here. Yesterday, here in the middle of the city, I saw a wolf turn into a Russian ex-gymnast and hand over a business card that read, "Your own personal transhuman security whore. Sterilized innards. Accepts all credit cards," to a large man who wore trained attack cancers on his face and possessed 75 indentured Komodo dragons instead of legs. And they had sex right in front of me. And 6 of the Komodo dragons spat napalm on my new shoes. Now listen, I'm told I'm a famous journalist these days. I'm told the 5 years I spent away from the city have vanished like the name of the guy you picked up last night. And that it's like I never left. I was driven away. Let me remind you by things like sickness, hate, and the death of truth. So why do I have to put up with this shabby crap on my front doorstep? Now my beautiful new apartment stinks of wet fur and burning dragon spit, and I think one of the cancers mated with the doormat. It keeps cursing at me in a thick Mexican accent. I may have it shot. If you love me, you'd all kill yourselves today. Spider Jerusalem. Up a goddamn mountain. So that ignorant, thick-lipped, evil, whore-hopping editor phones me and says, "Does the word contract mean anything to you, Jerusalem?" I was having a mildly paranoid day, mostly due to the fact that the mad priest lady from over the river had taken the nailing weasels to my front door again. Contract? You'll never get a city hitman up the mountain to me. You bastards die if there's actual oxygen in the air. No, the book contract. You still owe us 2 books. Spider, we cut you the advance 5 years ago, for God's sakes. Ah. Book contract? I know no contract. I lied, but it was pointless. The whore hopper had me. The money was long gone, and most of the goods and weaponry it bought had since been bartered away for drugs, food, and cable TV. Frankly, things looked bleak. Okay, do you know lawsuit? Do you know sue your ass off if we don't get our books? We figure that you could get them both done within a year. One on politics, one of your choice as per the contract agreement. And we both know you could never write about politics from a distance, so I guess we'll be seeing you in the office soon, eh? keep talking shit. I decided to be depressed for a while. I had to go back down to the mountain, into the city. Jesus is my best friend, but he won't loan me money. The summer of the year. I've shut off the minefields and the intelligent guns. For the first time in 5 years, there's nothing menacing in my guarding. 5 years of shooting at fans and neighbors, eating what I kill, and bombing the unwary. 5 years of being alone. I can't begin to describe the ways I'll miss the mountain. Once I'm gone, the security systems will reboot and the Ebola bomb under the toilet will arm. I'll be back. I worked for too long to buy 5 years of peace and I'm not giving it up. I could cry. I really could. Journalists do not cry, and I am a fucking journalist again. The bar. 5 years of pulling a gun before changing the TV channel and punching the barman in the neck for a clean glass. The only human contact I had for 5 years, outside of the odd local paramilitary vendetta. What a great bar. I hate it and everybody in it. If I'm miserable, then everybody's miserable. Come on, damn it. Never should have adapted you for those Thai power backs Frobisher bribed me with. Recording. Finally. Notes towards, well, towards something. Towards an essay. Maybe a memoir from a cold place. No, crap. Notes from the asshole of the world. Cold as hell in here since crude rocketry took out the passenger side window and tooling down a treacherous slope. I'm broke, friendless, and heading down to the one place I hate more than this place. The air is starting to stink of perfume and deodorant. I was shot in the face that did it. I suppose the election book. Damn thing made me a star. Driven Press offered me a 5-book contract the week after release. So I quit newspaper journalism, started writing reportage books. Hey, we're inside the city's communication sphere. That noise behind my voice is the sound of my professional apparatus firing up. Secession movement on Mars. Pylon 9 today degenerated into gunfire with the rebels threatening to hold the roof. Religion capping just won't work, Mike. You can't stop the people from inventing new ways to pray. PIP index for this month, 1.0045% improvement in rain quality, 0.0089% in air quality. Today we're going to learn about customizing flesh repair routines, piggies. This goddamn noise medicine is required. Got a pass? Everybody's already in the city, mountain boy. They didn't teach you that? Oh, okay, hold on. That's one thing about, yeah. It's like, got a pass? Nope, why is it so quiet? I swear I'm the only car on the road. Everybody's already in the city, mountain boy. Didn't they teach you that in hillbilly school? Toll's $5. We got a special on today. We got no navigation software, so don't ask. Working this toll booth all week, pissing in a whiskey bottle, and weekly jerking off all the radio porn that Ariel picks up must be a tough life. But you really are everything I moved to the mountain to escape from, a worthless scrap of frog shit with a pulse and a bit of authority. Here you go. I'll be back for you, shit eyes. It says, buy more bullets. I'm going to need a job. I mean, what else am I going to do? Write 2 books while I'm living in my beautiful car? And a job means journalism. No more than that staff journalism or a contracted gig. Christ, I don't even have journalist insurance. I haven't worked without insurance since that time the Red Catholics dropped the auto-cannibalism meme on Carl Square. I still can't eat pork. Who in hell is going to give me a job? Look at all that. I love you all. New disc, Dirty Rain. Free transient special. Pandora Maker. Still sober. There's a beer. Funeral home bath in stores November 13th. And then it's got just all kinds of different things. Stereo implants. They're coming. We're going to have it where we can listen to. I think they're already working on that where they have like some guy that apparently had earbuds put into his fucking head. Yeah, that's got to be weird, right? I think I'm starting to adjust. It says no stress. And of course, there's just sex everywhere. Monkey. Sex pub. Look at this. Jeez. Print district. Excellent. That's what I need. Move it over. Yeah, you. Eat shit and die. I'll drive where I fucking like. Yeah, yeah, come here then. The best part of you dried up on your mommy's thigh. Another transient demonstration is closed off 228 through Guyne and Fleet, people. That renders the print district west of Mencken a dead zone until CDP can break it up. A bomb threat at the Revival Hostel on 232 in Madison has meant a reroute. God, I'm stuck here. I wanted this to be quick. I remember this place. It was insane, right in the guts of the city, all chattering and laughing, screaming. Yeah, lots of screaming. That Viking funeral for the courier boy who sold his skin as ad space, and the woman from Coon Accounts who got killed by the burning bike. It's all coming back to me. I want to shoot something. I'm gonna have to walk the rest of the way. Jesus. Get the city under my feet. Not completely clean. Hell, I'm tasting flavors in the air. Maybe I'll get used to it again. He says, it smells cleaner. Not as clean as the mountain, but of course, definitely cleaner. Satay and guarana. Cooking ribbers and Arabica coffee. Marijuana and cherries. Oh, hope not. A Kenyan man once said to me, you can get anything, you can get used to anything when money's involved. He used to stick mice up his ass for 20 bucks a time. This goddamn noise. I don't know if the recorder's picking up half of what I'm saying. It's like coming out of sensory deprivation or waking up from a really nice dream and finding yourself naked on a busy freeway. Get off my fucking car! With mice up your ass. A troupe of Tuvan throat singers stopping to make steps music just because they feel like it. Feed site listeners milling around, recording them, saving a few unique minutes for everybody. Dissenting lovers on the run from a Chinese culture reservation, kissing their way to a new revolution. Cop moves the whores along. A squad of Russian security werewolves realize they're not getting any attention this afternoon. After all. Yep, it's pretty degenerate, folks. This city never allowed itself to decay or degrade. It's wildly, intensely growing. It's a loud, bright, stinking mess. It takes strength from its thousands of cultures and the thousands more that grow anew each day. It isn't perfect. It lies and cheats. It's no utopia, and it ain't the mountain by a long shot. But it's alive. I can't argue that. I'm here to see Royce. He works on the city desk. Old friend of mine. I don't think so. Don't let the door hit you in the beard on the way out. Security! A large, heavily armed thing just broke into editorial. This is for your own good. I'm looking for Royce. Speak up, damn it. I'm a professional man. I don't have all day. My God, they've caged him. Royce, finally. Christ alive, man. This place is a snake pit. We've got to get you out of here. Spider Jerusalem, is that you? Yep, and just in time by the looks of it. How long have they held you prisoner? I still work here, Spider. I'm the paper city editor now. Ah. City editor to all points, stand down. I repeat, stand down. Please cancel any requests made to the police. All is well. Well, excellent. I need some work, Royce. Guess you can fix me up now that you're city editor, eh? You look like a goddamn monkey, Spider. 5 years up the mountain would do that to you. I got hair in places you don't even know you own. Probably a sex thing. I've heard stories about you mountain types. What brought you back? Turns out I still owe my old editor, Driven Press, 2 books, contracted. I write him or he sues my ass in the debtor's prison. And you can't write unless you're here, can you? I remember you dried up during that year on St. Lucia. So you launched a frontal assault on my paper for a job? No money, no insurance, no place, no news feeds. I need all these things to write books. The author of Waving and Drowning and Shot in the Face needs money? All gone. We're talking about a staff job, aren't we? Or a contracted gig with insurance and staff apartment. Like a weekly column. Op-ed, page of the city section. by the author of, that'd be a bit of a coup. Paid staff apartment, Royce, with maker and base block. I will not go down the street with a garbage bag to fuel it up. That can be done. Journalist insurance. Starting immediately, and I want to get under your credit coverage. First fee up front, and all the news feeds. Well, okay, if that's too tough, maybe I'll go find someone else who wants a coup. Okay, you win. I'll go get you some plastic and a contract. And an apartment, a nice one. Oh, sure. Your first deadline's tomorrow. I want to see 8,000 words. Printable words. I still remember that essay you wrote when the Beast got elected. I do not want to see the word fuck typed 8,000 times again. I still don't know why you moved up there. The fans, Royce, they held me down in Bank Street once and tried to steal my gizzard. The fans and the noise and the TV and the bullshit and I couldn't get at the truth anymore. Poor areas are always marked by litter. Rich areas have denizens with makers and base blocks. They don't need to buy goods, so they don't make me litter. Oh, so they don't make litter. My new home is poorer than a stack of dead beggars. Worse, litter also says that I'm nowhere near a middle-class area. No garbage scavengers. Hey, kid, want to earn some money? Convince me, I earn more money than you're worth just sitting here. You rude little scab, listen, I need someone to run to the local drugstore for me. I could score you some medicine right here, man. I do not want your cheap brain-burning drugs. They are useless for work, and I am a working man today. I want vasopressin, wash caffeine, jumpstart, ginkgo biloba, guarana, and any intelligence enhancer introduced in the last 5 years. You some kind of health freak? I'm a journalist, dammit. Now jump to it, pusher sperm. I'm in an apartment. I'm in apartment 100K. The apartment was a hovel, of course. I would have called my friend Royce and exchanged words over it, but the phone was out. Shower? Voice-keyed physical cleaning unit. Ah! He's like, good enough. Clean me right down. Ah! Shit! I am a Gotti 101 maker. I recombine matter into any of 25,000 different forms. I am fueled by a base block of super-dense neutral matter suspended in a drift vise, also holding the fuel conversion that allows me to use garbage or other unwanted matter. And I am not your fucking ashtray. An uppity mafia-made maker. Scan me for tailoring. I want a black linen suit, urban weight, generous cut. So far, so good. And give me a pair of live shades for still photography. Say 2 gig onboard keyed to my optic nerves. Standard control. What the fuck are these? Is this some kind of a joke? What's your problem? Heh. Let me have a look behind you here. No, don't do that. What's this? Tripwire 7.0. I know what this is. This is a hallucinogen simulator for live machinery, isn't it? My household appliance is on drugs. Horrible! You know, that's one thing we do forget about robots and stuff. What if they do make drugs for robots? Like your robot waifu that you want starts fucking tripping out. Like, you know how you have like the thoughts and they'll be like, are you taking drugs? Are you on meth? Are you on cocaine? All of a sudden, you're talking to your waifu. Are you taking robot hallucinogen stuff? Like, no, of course not. My sensors are functioning just perfectly. And it's like, no, you're definitely on that shit. I can tell by the way your head wobbles. You are seeing shit, aren't you? Yeah, I could see that, guys. I could see fucking robots taking drugs. It makes sense. That's a very good point that Ellis is making, that fucking robots and machines may be able to take their own form of drugs. TV. Random channel change every 20 seconds. Computer. Random feed switch every 25. Tonight on Lonely City, the continuing plight of the revivals. Our city slow time travelers brought to cryonics to a future they cannot understand. How can we help them when their first mere glance through a window leads inexorably to mental illness, Should we help them? Debate still rages over the DeFax religious census, showing that a new church is invested every 6 hours in the city. God. We are the downloaded. We chose to have our human consciousness translated into clouds of atom-sized machinery. That could happen. Event Cycle Hot Menu just released the dates for the opening stage of the president's re-election campaign after the ugly conclusion to the transient rights demonstration on Guine Street this afternoon. Oh yeah. He said, oh yeah? CPD had only this to say, wanting a new body doesn't give you the right to be a public nuisance. It seems that most, if not all, of the city's transients have returned to the Angels 8 district where the unrest began. Movement leader Fred Christ made himself available for interview just a few minutes ago. Fred, TV, hold channel. Transience is all about the right to change your species. It's coming, folks. With a change in species comes a change in perspective and a change in needs. Fred, what did you do to yourself, man? The simple fact is that the Civic Center couldn't care less about us or our needs. So following the police's actions during the demo, we have come to a decision. Therefore, we have gathered here to effect the secession of the entire Angels 8 district to the Vilnius colony. As I speak, barricades are being erected across our borders. As most people know, our template comes from the alien colony in Old Vilnius. Vilnius. The colony was recently granted sovereign rights by the World Court. Fred, you weird little bastard. You're my first column. I hear Kodo drumming from the Japanese island a few blocks south. The sound of a village gathering its people home for the night. Laughter up the street as nightclub gates melt open. The taste of a city cigarette smooth and fat. Angels 8 isn't far. A brief clatter of gunfire, the sound of a couple having sex that they've waited the whole day for, the jump of caffeine in my fingers, the crackle of intelligence enhancers in my head. There'll be a taxi for me at the end of the street because that's just the way things are. City under my feet. Home again. And look at the degeneracy here. The nose rings and the tattoos and the... You know how they have the weird kind of, people have, the mix of the androgyny, the man-woman-looking thing. You're seeing that. Basically, I think a lot of this dystopian stuff where they would show what the people of the future look like, the alt-culture people, even, with, Streets of Rage and stuff, the way that the people would look there where they have, the weird kind of punk aesthetic, that seems to have continued. And I think that's what we're going to see in the future. I literally think a lot of the dystopian stuff in the 90s and when this was made is really going to be our future. A lot of this really seems to be pretty logical. I mean, there's a woman with a gas mask looking thing on. I guess because the oxygen is just so shit. And of course, she's got a gas mask there and she's got her bra, and it's a sexy image, but she can't breathe, so she's got... What if... I got a question for you. What if this mask thing gets so crazy, because they're still trying to push the mask and everything else, that we literally have, fashion models and stuff, where they're going to be doing, masks, while they're doing their shows, here on this billboard. You see this model, and she's got a great big mask on. You know, it could very well happen. I mean, that seems to be the future they're trying to push. Okay, that was the first issue. I think we've got a little bit more time. Let's go on to the second one. Of course, here's all the transients. You notice how they seem to be part alien somehow. At least they have little bug eyes and things like that. We'll hear a little bit more about them later. $35? Do I get a blowjob with that? All right. I set the live shades to start taking pictures. The Angels 8 district is getting ready for a siege. Hey, I'm looking for Fred Christ. Tell him Spider Jerusalem wants to talk to him. Piss off! Urgh. Revolutionary intellect really is crackling around here, eh? Piss off! Well, Christ, you're too clever for me. But before I go, there's something I'd like you to look at. What? Listen up, Dickweed. You're playing with serious people here. I am merely a mild-mannered reporter, and see, I have beaten your weak barricade. The filth will be here soon and in riot gear, and your croaky little piss-off will not be scary to them. Remember, I am being kind. If I'd been a cop, you'd been trying to pick a bullet out of your eye right now. When we secede to the Vilnius colony, people like you will be burned on sight. Well, if it's you with the napalm gun on that day, then I've got a 50-50 chance, eh? Poor old Fred. If all his little transient buddies have got brains like chickens on speed, then this secession thing is doomed from birth. Maybe there's something about taking the species transition treatment that fries up the frontal lobes and blackened little turds. I get the feeling that the column I want to write on, his weird revolution, will read more like a wake. Of course, there's wonderful use of color, by the way. Wonderful use of different colors, just down the dip. Incredible tension. They're all living in the second before the bullet hits the bone. They're all waiting to be killed. They've cleared all the non-transients out of that district. That much is obvious. I'm probably the only regular human in this square mile. It's like, excuse me. No, I'm not going to come close. Don't worry. I'm looking for Fred Christ. I'm not a cop. I'm not a spook. I'm an old friend, a journalist. Okay, I'm going. But I tell you something. If I don't find Fred before the riot squads plow through your barricades, then that lovely kid will be laying in your blood tomorrow. She screams. It's like, guaranteed. There's a bar on the corner of here in Cranberry, half a mile down. Fred's using it as his office. And when you find him, you tell him this is his baby, too. For fuck's sake, Fred, I swear you'd stick it in mud if you thought it'd wriggle. Excuse me, here to see Fred. I see, you're in authority, are you? Too good to talk to anyone? Now you're all in charge, eh? Well, if that's the way it is... Yeah! Yeah! You think professional people are afraid of guns, do you? You people make me sick. I ought to spay the lot of you. Yeah! I don't have to put up with this shabby crap. I'm a journalist, Fred Christ, right now. What the hell is going on here? I've told you people it's vital to the cause that I get uninterrupted sex at least every 6 hours. Fred, nice to see you again. I've had quite a time finding you. Remember me? Spider Jerusalem? Make your things on the floor stay, Fred. I'm tired and emotional. I really do feel like shooting something. Boys, do as my old friend says. Everything's cool. Spider's a famous writer. Spider, how long's it been? 5 years? Since you were managing bands, you still moaning about being the man who passed over CFC? More important things to do now. I'm presuming you're here about the secession. Something like that. You think I could get an interview? For old time's sake, why not? You always gave me good write-ups before. I could use a quiet back room here and a drink to wash some jumpstart pills down. Sure. You see, Spider, our dissidence is of a primal nature, and so... Oh, hold on, boys. Could you see the young lady back here out? We need the space. Yes, right. We're all in the act of becoming really genetic pupa. So how did all this start? Transience is new to me. Well, how far back do you want to go? Alien colony in Old Vilnius has been there 10 years. The body-changing thing. The aliens don't have much to trade. World culture used up their initial fashion innovation within 2 years. When body modification got popular again, and the early tempting technology became available, I don't remember tempting. It was a blip in Brazil. Temporary morphogenetic plugins. Get yourself some reptile skin for 3 weeks. Spend a month in feathers. It was one obvious step from there to permanently changing your species. But do you see how much use in becoming a Komodo dragon? I might, but anyway. Anyway, the alien colony offered their own genome for sale to dedicated tempers. Permanently becoming an animal was a crap option, but becoming another sentient humanoid species? That had a kick to it. Where'd the name transient come from? Why aren't you tempers? Tempers are weak-end transients. They're visiting a... They're visiting a new body or a new sensorium. We are literally between bodies. So the aliens are having to peddle their own genetic structure to body perverts in order to survive. Horrible! What are the real benefits of permanently warping a perfectly good human body into alien? We're still sorting that out. Transience is very slow. There's still not a completed transient in Angels 8. So your failure so far. Fuck you. So convince me. You're after some kind of concession from Civic Center. Why should they bend over for a bunch of pathetic fashion victims? We can't get jobs. Why do you think most of us live in Angels 8? Life is cheap, but not as cheap as the rent. It's the biggest poverty area in the city. It's where they want us. And you're here for what? You've lived in Nutbush Hill for 6 years, and now half the kids there look like you. Fresh land to seed, Fred? You know I do like it. Fred Christ, alien love messiah. I might have been if I hadn't been tripping over assholes just shit full of fake authority all the way here. I thought this was going to be a friendly interview. If I hadn't seen scared people all the way here, if I hadn't seen you all puffed up with the power of the people, if I hadn't seen some poor bitch saddled with your kid, terrified out of her mind, sick with resentment. Oh, shut up! You fucked off out of the city for 5 years, right? I mean, what is this? Moses come down from the mountain with a hair up his ass to tell us all what's what? This is what's mine, right here, and it needs food and money and space to grow. And you know what it gets? It gets human shit to eat, and little fucking white slips instead of cash, and it gets forced to live here. So screw them. I'll give them a hair up their ass. The threat of secession will force them to treat us decently. You phony fucker, Fred. You've rehearsed that. And until then, we've trashed some of the public utilities, the ones we don't need. We cut water and gas 2 hours ago. We've liberated some makers, and we rewritten the locks on the district electricity flow. They can't cut it off until they're prepared to kill a generator. And that'd kill the power flow to the four neighborhood districts at a guess. What are the markers for? The makers, rather. They said, I'm saying markers, but I mean makers. About half of us can no longer digest human foodstuffs. We've got maker codes for a basic alien diet, so we're generating our own food now. They'll come and get you, you know. It's an election year for a law and order president. They'll come in and stamp on your bones, Fred. They wouldn't dare. They don't have a good enough excuse. And what if they make one? Change your tune. Shit out your rhetoric. Wear all your faces, Fred. Won't make a blind bit of difference. They want you slapped down, then you get slapped. What the? Fred gives me directions to the east exit. Oh, the easiest exit. Straight up Cranberry to Nixon. It's called Bazooms. They haven't cleaned all the regular humans out of this block, and so the barricade guards have been chosen for their tolerance. That doesn't have an air of tolerance, though. Lawyers, you can always recognize them by the bad pockets. Lawyers always carry drugs. Ruins the line of their pants. There's one hole in every revolution, large or small, and it's one word long. People. No matter how big the idea they all stand under, people are small and weak and cheap and frightened. It's people that kill every revolution. The drugs are wearing off. The chill bone ache of heavy tiredness moving in with the dawn. Depressed Fred... Depressed. Fred's doing half his thinking with his dick and the other half with his asshole. Civic Center and the cops are going to form a big old stomp circle and tread on his brains. Gah! Of course, that's the animal there. Jesus, look at the state of you. You one of those... Geo-engineered gecko-eating cats I heard about? You are really goddamn ugly, you know that? And the cat is fucking smoking. Handy hint. Cats are a lot scarier when they're not four-fists dead of starvation. Come on, killer, let's get you something to eat, and then I think we'll put you round the washing machine a few times. A grown woman like you should know better than to hang around strange apartment blocks. Mind you, most of the women I know. Good morning, good morning. How's the world with you today? Television. This is the 49th morning talk show you've given me. Who do I have to kill to find some news? 24-hour information adapted from the feed sites of SPKF, Heart of the World. What's that noise? Phone? The phone doesn't work. Where'd I put it? Children's feed site author Joan Kettle found murdered by My Little Junkie plastic syringe. Applause from parents groups. That's pretty funny. My Little Junkie. Oh, God. The things that Ellis is talking about here, folks. Like, I can see it now. I could see it for OnlyFans, and I was addicted to heroin at 10. We had My Little Junkie that would tell me to get on the heroin. I didn't know it was going to be permanent. In here, I mean, I recall being pissed off with the phone. It offended me. But putting it in the bathroom? Aha! It's lucky that jumpstart pills give me constipation, eh? This is Jerusalem, speak. Where's my fucking column? Hello, Royce. Nice of you to have the phone fixed. I didn't fix anything. I've got control of your line. I keep it cut off unless I want to talk to you. You treacherous sack of shit. I can't work without a phone. You're dangerous with a phone. Remember what you did when you were alone with a phone in Prague? Remember how many people died? Where's my column? I've got an interview with Fred Christ that I'm polishing up now. Spider, name me one person on the fucking planet who hasn't got an interview with Fred Christ. That freak could talk the balls off 500 talk show hosts before noon. He's an old friend of mine. Might have said some shit to me that no one else got. Oh, Christ, you want to piss, don't you? Not there. You better hope so. Hell, I better hope so. When can you get it to me? Well, if you can get me a feed account, I'd be able to shoot it over to your desk direct from my typewriter. Hold on, I'll show you. Do I see it? I want a time, Spider. Oh, soon. Hold on. You're fading out. There you go. All yours. Spider, what's that noise? I can't hear you. What are you up to? You cheating dog fucker. I want that column. I'll tear it out of your living brain. Oh, the hell with it. Click. Of course, he also said, going through the word guest account, mark it for my attention. And then, of course, he told the guy what he thought of him. You're a filthy, disgusting whore. That's a terrible thing to do. Keep up the good work. All hell's broken loose here. Firebomb drenched the corner of Cranberry and Gain just about 3 minutes ago. Terrible noise. I'm trying to filter it out. It seems clear that a group of transients threw the device. Switching to our listener on the border of Angels 8. Yeah, I mean, it is a little difficult because you have to kind of go through, but I'm going to get the hang of it. You got enough food to be going on with? Good. City police have been informed. I heard someone make the call a moment ago. Oh no. Incoming. The cops have their excuse. There won't be a transient left alive by sundown. I'm going to Angel's 8. No, I do not have the faintest idea why or what I'm going to do when I get there. The point is, I have to be there. Barely 24 hours back in the city, and I've already gone madder than a bastard on Father's Day. And this is the final part we're going to do for this one. It's like, there was a time when I liked a good riot. Put on some heavy old street clothes that could stand a bit of sidewalk scraping and infect myself with something good and contagious, then go up and stamp on some cops. It was great being 9 years old. Truth comes easier when you're 9 years old. Everything's a lot less complicated. This or that or us or them, love or hate, truth or lie. The truth about the riot at Angels 8, with cops doubtless using jungle tactics on the transient movement. It would never have happened. The transients were too confused, gutless, and dim to start a real confrontation on their own until some money changed hands. That's the truth. That and the fact that I must be completely fucking mad to even come near this riot. Up on the roof. High ground. That's what I need. Plenty of distance between me and a horde of mad cops and sweaty pseudo-aliens. I need to get to it before any of them decide I look like I need a beating. Oh, come on, open up. Yeah, right, let in the rioting masses. Absolutely. Fuck off. But I'm pregnant. Please, for the sake of my unborn child. You don't look pregnant to me. Just missed my first period. It's a shock to us all. I guess you're the bouncer. Can I get upstairs? Maybe I should just break you open for lying to me and throw you out, eh? Maybe. I did lie to you, and I ain't as strong as you, but you'd lose an eye doing it. Show me the stairs or make a move. Down there, back of the stage. You better not be trouble. Who? Me? Oh, shit. They've gotten in. It's okay, it's okay. I'm not a mad rioting bastard. I am, in fact, a completely different kind of bastard, and I just want to get to the roof. What for? You gonna jump? Look at her breast. She's got barcodes tattooed on them. What? And cure the fear of editors everywhere? No chance in hell. I think I'm here to write a column. A column? You mean like journalism, right? Right. It occurred to me that when I was accidentally running people over in my beautiful car. This whole riot, it's a fix. I saw lawyers having a dubious chat with some transients earlier. Man, I haven't been on stage at a strip club since I was 8. Takes me back. The lights, the creak of the boards, the smell of scrotal sweat and dirty panty elastic. Anyway, enough nostalgia. There's writing to be done. I see stairs onward. I guess we sit here and wait to die or watch the fucking here. More the fuckhead here. More entertaining. I want to see where he's going. How many stairs can a goddamn Angels 8 jiggle joint have? Come on, fuckhead. Nearly there. What you gonna do, fuckhead? What you gonna do? Well, here we are. I'm glad I didn't stop for a piss on that last staircase after all. Like it was your choice, fuckhead. We ain't all wearing shoes here. I want to see the fuckhead jump. Move! You would look at the state of that. Would you look at the state of that? All because Fred Christ feels a bit Kennedy and Civic Center got nervous. Fred Christ's a penis with a promise. You did it this time, Fred. You fucked the entire transient population. This isn't Fred Christ's fault. Not directly, but he set it up. He tried to make the transients look scary with his secession crap. Civic Center's like any other dumb animal, scared and it'll die or tear your face off. They paid off 2 transients to start a fight, making an excuse to send the cops in. That's the truth of it. That's what this whole thing boils down to. And that's all I can do, write it down. Okay, connect me to the world's feed as guest account, requesting voice for Mitchell Royce. You see, they say journalism is the art of controlling your environment, but that's all wrong. I can't control anything with this typewriter. All this is a gun. Where's my fucking column? Royce, listen to me. I'm on top of a strip club on the corner of Cranberry and Nixon in the middle of this riot. I'm gonna start writing now. I'm gonna beam the column through to you as I write, okay? That leaves us no time for polishing or rewriting. Screw polish, you're getting this raw as I see it. You want it or not? Ha ha ha, yeah, don't screw around with the fuckhead. Trust the fuckhead. Ha ha ha, yeah, trust the fuckhead. Right, as I was saying, journalism is just a gun. It's only got one bullet in it, but if you aim right, that's all you need. Aim it right, and you can blow a kneecap off the world. Okay, I've set it to my desk to receive it. Get moving. I could never write unless I was in the city. But when I was here, and I was on, I could blow the kneecaps off anything. I'm not scared. I'm not scared, Indira. Do you know how the live news feeds are covering Angels 8? They're having some trouble getting close. Some pictures, not much reportage. Okay, give me a conference call with the city editor at SPKF. I think I have something to sell her. There's a jungle rhythm beating out below me. The sound of truncheons hammering on riot shields, police tradition when the streets get nasty. I am in Angel's Eight, above what will doubtless be called the Transient Riot. History is only written by winners, after all, and if the cops want it called the Transient Riot, then that's how it will be. Because there's going to be transient blood all over this place. And you know something? It's not their fault. Too slow, too careful. The typewriter's a gun. Show them some steel. The transients couldn't have managed this on their own. They're just big kids who thought it'd be fun to live inside an alien body. A sane society would have tagged them for the waterheads they are and bought them a big playground. But no one even checked to see if their silly claim for secession was feasible. Civic Center just decided to stamp on them instead. I'm attaching some photos I took to this file now. Run the regular humans through a who's who, even money their lawyers. I'm telling you, I've got Spider Jerusalem and Angels 8 beaming me a column live from the middle of the riot zone. Jerusalem, right, him, and I'm selling you newsfeed rights for the next 2 hours. This offer will not be repeated. You can put this all over the city. They paid a few transients off to start some trouble, deliberately marring a non-violent demonstration. Could someone fish me a cigarette out of my jacket pocket? Oh shit, okay, who wants to touch the fuckhead? Spontaneous violence, the only excuse the Civic Center would have to send in the riot cops. These people are bleeding down there for a scam. It's a show of power. How dare anybody ignore the authority of Civic Center? How dare a bunch of freaks try and think for themselves? So let's go out and stomp on children, lunatics, and incompetents because by damn it, it makes our balls feel big. I can see a blatantly unarmed transient man with half his face hanging off and three cops working him over anyway. One of them is groping his own erection. I'm sorry, is that too harsh an observation? Does that sound too much like truth? SPKF live report from Angelus 8. Fuck you. If anyone in this shithole city gave two tugs of a dead dog's cock about truth, this wouldn't be happening. I wouldn't be seeing transient woman with blood on her face huddled in a porn store doorway clutching her belly. I wouldn't be looking at a dead boy, 13, if he's a day, draped over the hood of a police wagon. No one's eyes would be bleeding from incapacity sprays or the nerve bomblets the cops are launching down Cranberry. I wouldn't be surrounded up here by the people who have to live and work here, weeping openly. Enjoying this? Do you like the way I describe disgusting shit happening to people you probably walked past the street last week? Good, you earned it with your silence. Yes, this is Michael Royce. Hello, Councilman. No, sir, we will not cease this transmission. There's an amendment you might not be aware of. You see, here's how it works. Civic Center and the cops do whatever the fuck they like and you sit still. Your boss does what he likes. The asshole at the toll booth, the bouncer at your local bar, the security guy who frisks you at the clinic, the papers and feed sites that lie to you for the hell of it. They do what they like, and what do? You pay them. This riot here, this terrible shit rain visited upon a bunch of naive and uppity fetishists, you paid for it. Lap it up. You must like it when people in authority they never earned lie to you. Fuckhead. Fuckhead. Huh, what? The cops, they're going. Oh, she's calling him fuckhead. Oh, she's like, fuckhead, fuckhead. He's like, huh, what? The cops, they're going. Right, there's heads unbroken in Angels 8, so CPD are going home for milk and cookies. You say cops are leaving a stomp of their own accord, and you call me fuckhead. Christ, you're right. They're pulling right out. There's cops double timing it up Cranberry, not laying covering fire. Fuck me, they're really going. I am so tired. Hey, fuckhead, your typewriter wants to talk to you. Spider, I got news for you. Hold on a second, Royce, the cops are leaving. I know, because of you. All right, wave my goddamn magic wand and off they trotted. I sold your column on a 2-hour license to SPKF. They've been running it as an emergency report on their feed site, private and public. Your column's been scrolling down the Century Square display, man. You've had it being displayed live? No one else could get a reporter in, Spider. You were it. You're famous again, man. Ooh, excuse me. You miserable, toad-screwing, shit-sucking, father-raping. Hey, get some perspective. I've just made you thousands of dollars, Spider. No, fucking no, I don't want to be famous again. Grandmother's corpse fucking ass tick infested monkey cum drinking. How many thousands? So Royce explains that Civic Center got drowned in calls from people reading my column live off SPKF. Real-time public condemnation of the Angels 8 scam jammed up their switchboard. Civil rights groups were all over the cops like pox. So the cops got called off, and Royce is rubbing his nasty little crotch with glee because of the publicity it all constitutes. Fred Kreist was found huddling in a bar with a 13-year-old girl with no clothes on. So that's the end of him. I feel a political obituary coming on. Fred Kreist, alien love messiah, or sad piece of shit. Oh, shit. You fuck with us ever again, you go home in a bag. God damn! Ha, ha, I'm here to stay. Shoot me and I'll spit your goddamn bullets back in your face. I'm Spider Jerusalem and fuck all of you. Aha! Okay. So that is the end of the first arc right there. If you guys liked it, you know, do the whole liking and commenting and, you know, I'm still getting used to it because it's a little harder to read a comic like this, but I want to get it full screen, and I think you guys, like, enjoy the art and the dialogue. Yeah, I mean, there's some things you can say about maybe police brutality, but one thing we really got to talk about here is, you know, they were talking about, okay, police and black people. However, what Warren Ellis was trying to say is a lot of cops have been dicks for a long time. Like, I even remember back, this was back in 2014, guys. So this was before Floyd and any of that kind of stuff even was, you know, remotely on the surface. A friend of mine, you know, the guy actually got me into this, he pretty much said, I mean, and I was talking about into this comic book. He was the one that told me to check this one out. He showed me a video that was been displayed on 4chan. It was for the 4th of July, and basically it was just all kinds of police brutality. And it wasn't just black people, it was whites and just everybody, just literally jumping on and beating the shit out of people. And, like, I'm like, my God. And I understand there's a thing if you weren't resisting arrest, but there is some really serious brutality, and that's pretty much what he was trying to say. And, of course, there are definitely cops that cannot be trusted. I mean, keep in mind, the state is not out, is not for you. Keep in mind, a woman, all she has to do is say, you did this and you did that, and the police will come in, they will handcuff you, they will put you in the car, and you better not say a word at all in your defense. You'd better not even try to use force, because they will do the same to you. We've seen this. We've seen this, you know. They are brutal. They are definitely brutal. So, we've got to keep all this in mind. And that's what he was trying to say. And again, Fred pretty much fucked his own community. This is something that could happen within this trans and LGBT. A lot of this could happen. We could have a couple of people in the community that are working to try to fuck with it. You see, like, the TERFs, and you see things like that. And you see situations where these kinds of things might end up with that community sold out. And again, they're transient. So basically, they were like, we're part alien. We're the part alien people. We want to have our own species and things. Kind of like trans people. I mean, almost. Not all of them. But a lot of them in LGBTQ, it seems like they want to have their own kind of thing. Like their own area. You know, so I could honestly see if we had space travel and space faring, they might actually want their own place like that. They may want their own colony. or they may want us to have our own colony, or maybe, you know, people on our, I guess, section of the world would want our little colony. I don't know how this would work, but I'm almost seeing something like that to be a reality. And again, Warren Ellis is just pointing this out. And, you know, of course, Ellis, you can read all about the accusations and everything else. They even made a website against this guy. All the women got on this website. I don't even want to look at it, you know. But Ellis was trying to tell us something, you know. I don't know if you would quite consider Ellis MGTOW. He's certainly not, married. I know he's not married. I don't know if he's ever had any kind of thing like that, but I know that he's talked to all kinds of women from all over the place, and apparently it might be some simp stuff. I don't know, but this has been going on for apparently a long time. I don't know. Somebody that wants to research that, maybe we will later. But if you liked what I'm reading, then we'll continue. We'll continue. It all depends on you. Or I'll try a different comic book. We can even read some fucking woke shit to see how bad it is. I got some of that. So if you want to go through that and just like fucking poke fun and laugh at that, I think I have that one about the women got sent to the prison planet or some shit like that. I have that one. So we can read through that kind of stuff too, just to kind of get an idea of that, of why you're probably reading manga now. But I do want people to know that, yeah, these comics, they were pretty vulgar, pretty crazy back in the day. You know, it's not quite what you see now. But he was talking about a lot of things that are happening, just degeneracy everywhere. Remember how he said when I was 8 and participating in riots when I was 7, going to strip clubs when I was 8, please keep in mind, the oldest recorded member on OnlyFans by the BBC, according to their investigation, was only 10 years old. It's coming! It's coming. You cannot keep this degeneracy away from the children. If you're going to have a society that is going to be openly degenerate, you're going to have it reach the kids. And I hate that. I hate that. I do not want to see young minds tainted. I think that people should grow, basically, I would say pure. I mean, you can't necessarily keep everything away from kids, but you can make it where they're not in this sexual world. I mean, that's horrifying. It's just a really bad thing. I've said it time and time again. I'm very worried. You know, I'm an uncle to several kids, and I just can't even imagine. Like, it's the furthest thing for me to ever imagine these kids just being in this situation where they could I just can't even imagine it. I would put my head in my hands. It's terrible, you know, because, you know, obviously there was a situation that, you know, I dealt with the former friend and two little girls that were now grown, but I was the uncle to, you know, and just horrifying, the horrible things I've seen. And, you know, I actually got hold of my adopted sister, you know, who's the mother to those girls, and I told her, you know, I've been going through some things lately, as far as a little bit of depression, not necessarily in the I want to, you know, off myself. I'm not that way. But you just get really gloomy about things, how they are now, and you remember what it was like. So, I mean, again, I'm enjoying life. It's just, I see things going really bad, really fast, and I just don't like the outcome. I mean, I am going to continue to enjoy life as long as I'm on this planet. That's one thing I've always said I wanted to do, because life is very short. And, you know, you never know when your number comes up, so I want to enjoy that. But, you know, and like reading this comic, yeah, that it's depressing. It's a sign of the future, definitely. But, you know, what can I say? I do like acting out the characters, and I found that to be fun. I hope you guys like that too. And we'll do some more next time. This is the Grim Lord, and I am out. And enjoy the decline, because it kind of looks like this.